Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a tremendous Tuesday. If you're not, that sucks. I'm going to try my best to make things better for you and for myself here over the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. So whether you're on the free Odyssey app, tuned in on your local affiliate, driving down the highways and byways on SiriusXM 158, or tuning in on a smart speaker, thank you. It's been a busy Tuesday. It's still a busy Tuesday night. I mean, right now, we have a damn good game going on in Madison Square Garden in New York City between the Los Angeles Lakers and the New York Knicks. They're both tied at 114 points. And the referees are spending the next 20 minutes trying to figure out and decide who the hell gets possession of the ball. And so we'll keep you up to date there as LeBron James climbs another list. He didn't pass Kareem yet. He's on his way, but he passed another list. We'll talk about LeBron James momentarily. Hopefully there's no more fits for him tonight. Earlier today, we learned about Sean Payton. You can call him the new coach of the Denver Broncos. What is he going to do with Russell Wilson? And what is he going to do now that he doesn't have Drew Brees at his disposal? Is Russell Wilson even there for the quote-unquote fixing? We'll talk about that. The Houston Texans trying to continue fixing their franchise. They hire the San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator and former Houston Texan DeMeco Ryans will be taking over. We'll talk about the Pro Bowl. I think they let anybody into the Pro Bowl right now, giving us a more reason to actually cancel the Pro Bowl. Urban Meyer has opened up his mouth. Why? I have no idea about his own coaching future. Rodgers, we know he opens up his mouth every single week. He has some words on Nathaniel Hackett and his own future. We'll share that with you. And then we have quite a few other stories that we'll get into throughout the course of the night. If you want to holler at us, it's simple. We got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you already know about everything that we'll discuss tonight because it's been posted. It's real simple. Shep, how are you?
I'm doing well, JR. Thank you. What a game between the Lakers and the Knicks, man. We asked for everything, and we're getting that.
Well, we asked for what?
It's LeBron at the Garden. I don't want to bore you with the details of him not playing yesterday. We were expecting a big-time performance, and the Kings delivered, and then some.
Yeah, this is what LeBron James does. Is this game will be going into overtime, as I mentioned at the beginning. 114-114. Julius Randle just missed a short jumper. Yeah, pull up. Oh, yeah, a little. Yeah. Yeah, LeBron James all in his face, goes to the basket, had to toss one up, and you get overtime. So congratulations to the New York Knicks fans who are actually in attendance to see LeBron James and LeBron actually plays. Part of what he's been able to do is to climb into fourth place all time on the assist list. Tonight he has 10 assists at the end of regulation. He's one rebound away from a triple-double, 24 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 of 8 from downtown, although one of those three-point shots pretty much gave the Lakers their last lead prior to this being tied up. Anthony Davis, someone who is also typically MIA, missing in action. Anthony Davis, as of right now, has 23 points and 9 rebounds. Julius Randle, not the best of nights. 21 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. And Jalen Brunson, just continuing to try and make his own push for being an all-star this season. 34 points from Brunson, 6 assists. And Julius Randle, 21. R.J. Barrett trying to find his way, 13 points. Yeah, Isaiah Hartenstein, a big man, 16 points. And Emmanuel Quickley, who just loves to get into the game and jack up shots, he has 15 points and 8 assists. And so we'll keep you up to date on that game, you know, as it concludes. And as Shep mentioned, LeBron James is actually playing some basketball. We know how frustrated he was the other night taking on the Boston Celtics and being fouled and not fouled. This is also a great opportunity to tell you that tonight LeBron James has taken 7 free throws. He's made 4 of them. And as they head into overtime, I would expect, I'd be surprised if LeBron James doesn't end back up at the free throw line eventually. We know with that loss to the Celtics on Saturday and his massive fit, he sat down at the locker and he was kind of ticked off and frustrated. This is what LeBron had to say on Saturday night.
It's challenging, very challenging. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm attacking the paint just as much as any of the other guys in this league that's shooting double-digit free throws a night. And, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little bit of posturing along the way. I don't think LeBron James is going to be upset at his 7 free throws tonight. Maybe if he made 2 more, we wouldn't even be here in no damn overtime. But here we are. And one thing, as I mentioned, that he did accomplish tonight was passing both Mark Jackson and Steve Nash to take over the 4th spot on the NBA's all-time assist list. And he just continues to move up everything. He's going to be passing Kareem. Apparently, what do we have? Tomorrow? Well, actually, Shep, a few hours from now is going to be February.
To be exact, 1 hour our time and 53 minutes, we will be in the month of February.
1 hour and 53 minutes, we're going to be in the month of February?
It's crazy.
So LeBron James is going to break the scoring record. What would you say? Next week?
I was hoping
2 weeks?
I was hoping he was going to have a nickel-like MJ 95 performance in MSG tonight, and therefore we would see him break the record on Saturday. It now looks like it's going to be next week, correct?
Yeah, next week LeBron James is looking like he'll pass Kareem. And tonight, Mark Jackson, 10,334 assists. Steve Nash, 10,335 assists. And LeBron James, heading into tonight, he had 10,327. He's passed them, and all these stats are now active. Heading into overtime, he has 10. As they continue to battle it out here. And LeBron James is eating up just all of these records. And LeBron James, I know people, they don't love him. They hate his guts. They're sick of his, I don't want to call them shenanigans. If you think about the tantrum that he threw this past Saturday, he was quite demonstrative. I can't remember seeing anybody do that in quite some time, let alone someone who's a superstar in the league. But by the time he calls it a career, what is there that he hasn't done? He's led a unique career in regards to accomplishments, in regards to longevity. We remember this from early in his career. LeBron James was criticized a lot for not taking a big shot, for passing the ball up. And here he is, before he even passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's fourth all-time in assists. He's going to be number one in scoring. He's overall the most complete basketball player that we've seen in the NBA. And no one can take that away from him. And as we discussed last week, God only knows where LeBron James is going to stop when it's all said and done. I will assume he's going to play at minimum for another 4 years. And is he going to have 44,000 points? I mean, he's pulling up on Kareem. And it's pretty ridiculous what he's been able to do throughout the course of his career. And he's not done. And I know a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people are sick of him. They don't like his attitude. Some people don't like things he said away from the court. But in between the lines, he's been amazing. Shep, when you look at LeBron, especially at this stage of his career, is there anything that people could take away from him? Is there anything that anybody could kind of say that a demerit for?
If we're being objective and fair, JR, the one knock against him has been when the going has gotten tough, LeBron has fled and has found himself on different teams, different situations. When he couldn't get it done in Cleveland, he went to a very easy, winnable situation in Miami, the likes of which we had not seen from Kobe and Michael, Larry, Magic. Now, again, free agency was much different. Obviously, 2 years before that, spearheaded by Garnett and Ray Allen, deciding to join the Truth in Boston. So he was going with the flow. But that's really, JR, the only knock you can have against him outside of the infamous 4-6 NBA Finals record. But at the same time, the fact that he was in so many of those NBA Finals with guys of the likes of Mo Williams as his second-best player, so, a very old Dwayne Wade as his second-best player, yes.
Yeah, the answer to me is the answer is no. You know, the free agency wasn't developed the way it was in the 90s. Granted, these players had the opportunity to move, but not in the same way. A lot of the super teams that we saw put together were made via draft and via trade, not so much via free agency. We know that the revenues exploding have allowed some of these super teams to come together the way that they have, a la someone like Kevin Durant joining the Golden State Warriors. But I'm not going to punish, as you said, if there's one.
Right.
Some people might punish LeBron James for his movement in free agency. I think that's a benefit to the age and era that he played in. I certainly don't hold that against him. And the same thing that you just said, if you think about LeBron and his record in the finals, the fact that he went 10 times, ain't nobody just going to go all the time and win that many. I'd venture to say if Michael Jordan stepped into 10 finals, he wouldn't win them. And then even early on in his career, he had to go to the playoffs and didn't even necessarily advance that far. And so it's a very unique career for LeBron James. I think it's pretty cool when you start thinking about the NBA and its history, now just north of 75 years old, that you can look at different eras and different generations and you can appreciate greatness in different ways for how the game has changed and how the game has evolved. You look at what someone like Wilt Chamberlain did, and then you look at the accomplishments of Bill Russell, who passed several months ago. You look at a Michael Jordan and what he did. You look at a Kareem for what he did. Who would have thought? A lot of people, I thought, that we'd be staring at Kareem's record for a very, very long time. And here we are, about a week away from LeBron James just jumping over Kareem and then extending his way past it. And so it's cool, and it's a unique space in history to see these records made, these records broken, and it's pretty amazing what we've seen up until now. And it's cool to see what LeBron is doing, to know that he's not done, to know that he has more years in front of him here in the NBA. And then I guess the next question is, and people have already started to ask about this, okay, when LeBron is done, what next? Who's the quote-unquote next guy to chase LeBron's records? Is it someone active in the NBA? Is it someone active in this era? You know, I don't think we should even, it's fun to speculate about it. It'd probably be someone we don't even know. Some dude in middle school right now. Somebody at an elementary school. It's probably not an active guy. And I'm sure we're going to see more scoring. I'm sure we're going to see more points. I'm sure the pace of the game will continue to increase. But let's enjoy what we got of LeBron. What he has left is when he's gone, he's gone. And yeah, we have amazing players, but records are made to be broken, and I'm sure whoever does it, we have no idea who the hell they'll be. But LeBron James has certainly been a one of a kind. And when he came into the league, he was proclaimed to be the next great player. And I certainly believe he has done that. He has exceeded the expectations surrounding it. And I mean, you could not have written this story for his career. Never thought Kareem's record would be broken. Never looked at LeBron as quote unquote the guy who would do it, the past first scorer who would do it. And here we are, LeBron James playing against the New York Knicks right now. The Lakers lead 120. A little less than 2 minutes left here in overtime. LeBron James still one rebound away from a triple-double. We'll give you an update on this game when we come back on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. I'll give you an update on this game. I want to give you some positive news on DeMar Hamlin. He's teaming up with a great organization. We have some ridiculous news in the world of amateur basketball. There was a teacher who impersonated a student. We're going to get into Sean Payton. We're going to spend a lot of time about that next hour, the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. We're just getting started here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To hear from you, call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a final in New York City. The Los Angeles Lakers, they defeat the New York Knicks in overtime. The final score, 129-123. LeBron James, and it takes overtime. LeBron James ends up, finishes the game with a triple-double, 28 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds for the night. LeBron James does a little bit extra outside of the box score, outside of the game. He doesn't pass Kareem yet. That appears to be coming next week, probably. But tonight, he becomes the NBA's leader, fourth on the list, for assists. He passes both Mark Jackson. He passes Steve Nash. LeBron James is one of the best passers of all time. The only three players in front of him, his buddy, Chris Paul, Jason Kidd, who's number two, and John Stockton at number one, who, I mean, can't say that. I can't imagine anyone ever passing John Stockton. It's certainly not going to come in a very, very long time. And so last night, LeBron James did not play basketball in Brooklyn along with Anthony Davis. And tonight they take on the New York Knicks and they win 129-123. Next up for the Los Angeles Lakers on this road trip, we know about the Celtics loss. this past Saturday, the one that LeBron James threw that tantrum from. We know about the loss last night to Brooklyn as neither LeBron or Anthony Davis played. They're going to be in Indianapolis on Thursday. They're going to take on the Pelicans on Saturday. Next Tuesday, they will be hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. Next Thursday night, they host the Milwaukee Bucks. And next Saturday night, the Los Angeles Lakers will be in Golden State taking on the Warriors. So not only are the Lakers trying to inch their way back up to 500, of which they now have a 24-28 record, but we are on the LeBron James watch as he moves closer to passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Bill from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, JR. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I was just listening to you talking about LeBron, and it made me think of another great transcendent sports figure that we actually had pass away yesterday, and that would be the man who invented the slap shot, the great Bobby Hull. Sadly, he passed away, and he was a wonderful player, and I had a chance to meet him on several occasions, and he was just full of life and a great guy and everything else. And of course, he used to chide me somewhat about my love of the Sabres, and of course, Brett, his son Brett, beating me in the crease so-called goal for the Stanley Cup. But however, and he also used to play against my uncle in the WHA, and my uncle said one time he was a rookie, and of course Bobby was in his senior years playing for the Jets at that point. My uncle was playing for the Whalers, and he ran my uncle right over, who was much smaller nationally because Bobby was a monster, and he just looked. My uncle's looking up at him, and he looks down, and he just says, "You know, son, if you want to stay in this league, you better watch where you're going." And my uncle's like, "Yes," basically like, "Yes, sir." Anyway, he's a wonderful man, and just a great guy overall, and invented the slap shot. So,
well, I would have to agree with you there on the hockey elements. Most certainly, Bobby Hull is one of the greatest hockey players of all time, and I'm certainly happy that you had a positive experience with him. There were many others, unfortunately, in his personal life and elsewhere, that did not share that same experience, and so I'm glad you had a good one. There are plenty of people who didn't necessarily share the same that were in his close employ. And thank you, Bill, for calling up from Toronto. It's a complicated point and situation when you think about people who have passed away. And nobody lives a perfect life. Nobody does. Not anybody. But for everything that Bobby Hull did and what he accomplished on the ice, hearing of domestic violence issues, just said by his exes and his children, and things that he potentially said about others, and he's misquoted, and things that he pled guilty for. Look, I mean, people can even look at someone like Kobe Bryant, who is exalted in a different way because of his tenacity and his care for the game and attention to detail. I mean, he was charged with rape in a case that didn't move forward because the accuser decided to settle and didn't want to take it any further. It's not the pick or choose one over the other, but it is just very, very hard to look at one instance and then look at someone else and just go, okay, what book am I coloring here, where you check multiple boxes multiple times over and over again? Great hockey player? Yes, absolutely. Taking nothing away from it. Person and human being? I don't know. It didn't sound like it too much for me based on multiple experiences. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, what are the numbers here now on LeBron?
Well, JR, in terms of passing Kareem, it now stands just 89 points shy of becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer.
Yep, that'll be, if we do 30 and 30 and 30,
right.
That'll leave us in Tuesday in Oklahoma City.
That's fair. Although, JR, the way they rely on him to score these days, I wouldn't put it past him if it happened Saturday, though.
Saturday against New Orleans,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll find out. LeBron, like I said, he's going to be in action Tuesday in Indianapolis. I don't think, because he's there's no back-to-backs here, I will assume he's going to participate in every single one of these games. What's today? Today is Tuesday. They'll go ahead and travel to Indianapolis tonight. I don't think they'll stick around in New York. They've been here since the weekend. So I think he'll play in Indianapolis. He'll play Saturday night in New Orleans. Surprisingly, Shep, that's not a nationally televised game. Am I missing something here?
You're not missing anything. The question I was going to ask you is, does he sit out Saturday in order, of course, to get the record at home?
Against OKC, Tuesday.
Yes, yes. And then if he doesn't get it in OKC, obviously he gets it against Giannis and company.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You can't guess this stuff.
Right.
I mean, we talked about this last night, what a robbery it is. Like, you got to play the games, man. You got to play the games. It's a robbery. Don't even get me started, wound up again. All of my friends down in New Orleans who have bought tickets to the Smoothie King Center.
Sure.
It would be a disservice. And I think it would be magnified even more so. And you know what they'll do, Shep, if that were to be the case? Like his foot, his knee. It's like his knee soreness.
Right.
LeBron
well,
can't play. He's carried everybody's ass for the past week on the East Coast. And, yeah, he took a game off in Brooklyn. And now he needs to relax again before they go home.
Sure.
Well, we can't have this crap.
Yeah. But, you know, JR, it's interesting because obviously the dynamic is the record is by a Laker. And so, considering they have had some lean years the past couple of years, understanding, you know, championship and bubble and all, it's been a tough road for the Lakers last couple of years. We both agree on that.
Who cares?
All right.
Tough. Get over it.
Got it.
This is the world that we live in. The Laker fans don't need to see LeBron break it at home. They don't give a damn either way. Kareem doesn't want to see it happen, and he'll probably be
That's
there.
True. That's
or if
a
not,
good point.
Kareem will be there with some silly video message. Hey, don't screw my friends in New Orleans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of getting screwed, I couldn't believe this story when I saw it earlier today. We hear about helicopter parents, and we know we got trash coaches at every level of sports, but this one was very unique. I'm going to tell you about a teacher who got fired for doing something inappropriate. Not that type of inappropriate, but something inappropriate. I'll tell you about it on the other side, and then I'll bring you some good, positive news with Damar Hamlin.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, man. You know, for all the nice news that we have, and we're going to get it to Sean Payton, by the way, at the top of the hour, the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Not really a surprise. He's been talking about it so much, and it's like he's been campaigning just forever about everything here. And then before the break, we talked about LeBron James as the Los Angeles Lakers just beat the Knicks in overtime in Madison Square Garden, 129-123. LeBron James had a triple-double tonight, 28 points, 11 assists, 10 rebounds. He's now 89 points away from passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. take on the Lakers take on the Indiana Pacers this coming Thursday. They take on the Pelicans on Saturday night before returning home to Los Angeles to host the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday. And so time is ticking on Kareem and that record, which was pretty much never seemed that it was going to be broken. Speaking of basketball, this story kind of popped up on me earlier today, and I had to do a double take as I read it. Virginia high school basketball coach fired after impersonating a 13-year-old junior varsity player, an assistant girls basketball coach in Virginia. A coach who was 22 years old impersonated a 13-year-old down in Portsmouth, Virginia, Churchland High School. The player that Boykins, Arlisha Boykins, was the coach. The player that Boykins impersonated was out of town for a club tournament. Obviously, the parents were not thrilled about this, that their child was being impersonated by a 22-year-old body double. And as you can assume, that coach is no longer employed by the school. Some things you can't make up, and there was actually a stat line that I saw. This player shot some free throws and blocked a couple of shots. It's you can't make this up. I've heard about helicopter parents, and I don't think I've ever heard a story of someone being impersonated. A teacher? An assistant? Have you ever heard anything like that, Shep?
Never in my wildest imaginations have I heard anything like that. That's insane.
A 22-year-old impersonating one of the players on a junior varsity squad who's supposed to be 13 years old.
Must have good genes, though.
Yeah, she probably looks amazing, right? Could you? How old are the young men that you coach?
They are 14 and 15 years old.
14 and 15. So there's no way that one day you could maybe, just show up and put on some shorts and pretend to be one of the players, right?
Oh, I'd never work in the education or coaching sector again. And no.
Could you get away with it?
No.
No, okay.
Not a chance.
I don't know. If you shaved and put a headband on, I don't know.
No, JR. I don't understand for the life of me how a 22-year-old can impersonate a 13-year-old. I mean, that's just such a huge gap in age, and obviously at 13, you've never seen a 13-year-old look like they are a senior in college.
Like you say,
and vice versa.
Some people look older than others. Some people look younger than others. I mean, I've seen, and this is new, this isn't so much as what it used to be, when I turn on a lot of the college basketball games and even the WNBA games, like style, and even for the NBA as well, just sports period, male, female, fashion is so much a part of the games right now. You got people showing up with shoes from the women's side. We see women, young ladies, grown women, WNBA, NBA, they're wearing makeup all over the place. Like, I'm watching some of the games, and I'm saying, well, damn, that's a lot of makeup. You know, I'm like, oh, well, damn, that's a lot of lashes. And I mean, if I haven't been to a female basketball high school game in forever. But in all honesty, when I was in high school, I went to Murray Bergstrom High in Lower Manhattan in New York City. Our school had probably the best high school team in New York City. And then we would be competing for city championships every single year. And a couple of the people I went to high school with played professionally. Shannon Bobbitt played for the Tennessee and then went on to the Los Angeles Sparks. She played under Pat Summitt and then played with Candace Parker. And so I've seen a whole lot of high school basketball. It's been a long time. And I can imagine now these young ladies are probably decked out in makeup. And I think it's easy to kind of pull off. I think 22, 13, I know it's crazy. 22 is not all that old. Maybe it's a small 22-year-old, I guess. I don't know. What a crazy world that we live in. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Cody is here from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Cody?
Hey, JR. What's up, my friend? I'm a little bit older, but I wanted to go back in the past and ask you about a guy that I think deserves a lot more recognition than he has. And it's a name that you're going to be well familiar with. But where do you think this person would stack up in the numbers game if they had the three-point line available during his time playing basketball? And I'm talking about Pistol Pete Maravich, because, you know, two-thirds of his points were, like, in the three-point range on a daily basis. So he averaged about 30-something points a game. That puts him at 90.
I wish I had an answer for you. I mean, we can say the same for a lot of dudes. I have no idea. I mean, we didn't necessarily see the mark until he was basically out of the league. The mark didn't get there. The three-point line didn't end up there until 79. I can say the same about a lot of dudes. But then at the same time, even after the implementation of the three-point line, folks weren't taking them at the pace that they are now. We got guys taking 10 a game.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to give you – I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this isn't like trying to solve how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. I have no idea.
But what is your take on him as an actual athlete? I'm just curious. Because
I can only go by.
So I figured maybe you had some connections with people.
I can only go by stories, stats, numbers, and video highlights. He was gone by the time I was here.
Right. Yeah, I know you're a little bit younger than I am. I actually had a chance to watch him play several times when he was with the Jazz, and it was just a phenomenal, you know, opportunity to see, you know, such superb mastery of a basketball. It was like, you know.
No, I hear you. You know, being here in Atlanta, Georgia, his number is up in the rafters. And so I can tell you all I hear and all I've learned about him. But to tell you that I saw him and watched him play like a bunch of other guys over the past 30 years, I have not.
Right.
But I appreciate you bringing him up.
LeBron, do you think he's going to try to sit out the Pelicans game? Like, why would he do that?
Do I think he will? I think you heard from Shep one of the reasons that he might want to do it at home. I think it would be a robbery if he were to do so. And I don't think this would be something that would kind of be slapped on his desk, but maybe it would be. Well, are you going to the game?
I'm going to try to. I have tickets.
You have tickets to Saturday night's game, Lakers and Pelicans?
Yes, sir.
And so what happens if Saturday morning we hear that LeBron James isn't going to play? You going to try to sell him, or are you going to be stuck with him?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm torn, you know, because it would be a travesty to, you know, fans that want to see him play against, you know, my team, which I think are really good, and I think they get a little more healthy. They're gonna be someone to deal with.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm not asking you about the Pelicans. I know they're playing right now against Denver, but who cares? Tell me about Zion when he plays. Do you have season tickets, or did you just specifically buy a ticket for this game?
No, it's actually some tickets that some friends of mine had that, you know, they're offering them to me. So I was like, sure, I'll take them. Because, I mean, you know, the way that the team's playing, nobody really is wanting to go to the game. But I was like, yeah, I'll go to the Laker game.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
listen,
I wasn't
Cody
–
expecting this to happen, but I mean, it would be iconic if it does fall on that, you know, and we keep him from actually breaking that record. That would be an awesome feat, even though the team, you know, is struggling right now.
I hope he plays, Cody, and good luck to you on Saturday, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you, Cody, for calling from New Orleans. I'm like, I hope he plays. And Shep, the thought didn't cross my brain until you brought it up, man. You think he'll sit out? There's a possibility, right?
There's a huge possibility because LeBron has really never truly ingratiated himself to the Lakers fan base because outside the championship, they have been an abysmal, underachieving team.
Yeah. Well, so what is this, a mea culpa? This is a gift?
Yeah, I think it's reminding them, all Lakers fans, that, listen, you had Kobe, like you had Shaq, you had Wes, Baylor, Wilt, but you never had me before. And no one said this could be done, and here I'm doing this. And I'm still, by the way, the face of the league while I'm passing a career mark that no one saw achieving.
There is nothing that he can do. Nothing. Nothing. He can win two more championships.
Sure.
With the Los Angeles Lakers. And every name that you just mentioned, he is still going to be looked upon as, oh, well, it was nice to have him. Because I think there's an expectation for the Lakers to have the best of the best, even though they got LeBron James towards the end of his career in his prime, despite all of the ridiculous numbers that he's putting up.
Right.
And so I don't think there's going to ever be that appreciation. We all know this already. He's not going to be loved by Kobe or like Kobe's. Not going to be appreciated like Shaq. All of these guys were babies. They were in their prime. And it's not the case. Two more championships won't do it. So LeBron James can throw out roses. He can open up schools. He can stop earthquakes in Los Angeles. And I think people will still be sick and tired of him. He could be a miracle worker and people won't appreciate it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of a miracle worker, Sean Payton. He's the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Is he going to work a miracle with Russell Wilson? I'll tell you on the other side.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.